too, man.
You guys are so goddamn weird,
Noah muttered, shaking his head. I grinned at Noah before I walked up the stairs ahead of him, and he tapped my butt lightly. When I glanced over my shoulder, raising my eyebrows at him, his eyes were skirting the walls, and he whistled, feigning innocence. I turned back, carrying on up the stairs, and he smacked my butt again. I skipped up the next few steps and felt Noah swipe at me again, but his fingertips only caught the edge of my shirt. He laughed, chasing me up the stairs. I heard Lee yelling, "You kids keep it down up there! You're disgusting! I hate you both!" But it only made me giggle, and I kept running just out of Noah's reach until he tackled me onto his bed, rolling me onto my back before lying on top of me to kiss me until I was sure that nothing in the world felt as blissful as this. I'd gone downstairs to make myself some coffee. Lee had gone to see Rachel. Apparently, her parents were away at a relative's wedding, and she was planning a big evening in, complete with candles and takeout and a movie. She'd told me this might be the night, as in, the night they finally had sex. Lee and Noah's parents were still out at their friend's anniversary celebration. They'd stayed the night in a hotel up there and weren't due back till later tonight. On my way back upstairs, I was silent. I was walking slowly anyway because I'd filled the mug too much, but since I was barefoot on their carpet floors, Noah didn't hear me coming. And maybe that was a good thing in hindsight. Or not. I could hear Noah's voice drifting out into the hallway, low and tense. His door was cracked open, and I paused just outside, listening. He was sitting on the edge of the bed, facing the window, his back to me in the door, his cell phone pressed to his ear, and his head bowed. I could see his hand knotted in his hair. His shoulders were tense. Something was wrong, and I stopped to listen. Okay, so I probably shouldn't have been eavesdropping, and I knew that, but the urgency of his hushed voice intrigued me enough to stop and listen in.
Yeah, I'm with her. She's downstairs. What? No, of course I haven't told her. No, not yet. It's not the right time. No. Look, I'll tell her at some point, but not today. She doesn't need to know. Well, no, fine, okay, maybe she does, but...
He sighed and I watched him run a hand through his hair again.
What, you gonna ring her and tell her yourself if I don't?
He scoffed.
Right. Listen, Amanda, it doesn't mean anything. Elle doesn't need to know.
Amanda. He was talking to her. About me. The blood stopped rushing in my ears, and I was surprised I didn't drop the coffee when my heart plummeted. I felt cold all over. I'd known, hadn't I, that something was wrong? That things were weird between us? It wasn't just the distance. It was... It doesn't mean anything. It's not the right time. She doesn't need to know. It doesn't mean anything. I pushed the door open, knowing the creak of the hinges would let Noah know I was back from making myself a cup of coffee. He twisted on the bed to look at me, a stiff smile on his face, but it dropped away in dismay when he saw my expression.
Oh shit, he muttered into the cell phone, his voice clipped and brusque. I've gotta go. I'll talk to you later or something.
He hung up, tossing the phone onto his pillow. He stood up to face me. I walked over to the nightstand, my limbs stiff but not paralyzed at least, and set down the coffee before I either dropped it or threw it in his face. That was her, wasn't it? I asked, my voice void of emotion but shaking ever so slightly. Noah bit his lip, looking more nervous than I'd ever seen him.
Elle, how much of that did you hear?
Wrong thing to say, buddy.
Was that her? The girl from the photo?
I couldn't bring myself to say her name. I hated her too much right now.
Yes, that was Amanda. But it's not what you think.
Oh? You sure about that?
Yes,
he said, almost snapping, but his voice was earnest and his hands were palm up, held out toward me, begging with me, pleading me to listen, hear him out. My heart was pounding furiously and my hand shook.
I know what you're thinking, and I already told you nothing happened with Amanda, I swear. Nothing is happening.
How do you expect me to believe that? I stumbled back a step, as though his words physically repulsed me, and my eyes filled with tears. I couldn't cry, not right now. I blinked so hard that I saw stars against my eyelids to clear the tears away. After what I just heard, I knew you were hiding something from me. You're on the other side of the country, Noah. For all I know, you've forgotten all about me, and this visit is some last-ditch effort.
You're overreacting.
Am I? With the history you've got? It was a low blow, and not even fair. He'd had a reputation as a player that was mostly all talk, and as far as I knew, he'd never cheated on anyone. But I couldn't control the words coming out of my mouth. His words kept punching me in the gut. It doesn't mean anything. She doesn't need to know. What else could that even mean? I put a hand on my stomach, even though I wasn't sure where I hurt. My head was spinning, my legs were probably going to give out any second, and it was like a mountain had been dropped over my chest. I needed to scream or cry or I didn't know what. The imploring expression on his face dropped away in an instant as my words hit home and those blue eyes were suddenly ice and narrowed at me.
You don't trust me.
I felt awful in every way possible, but my voice was biting and I couldn't seem to stop talking. I was destroying everything, and some voice in the back of my mind begged me to stop, but weeks of nervousness and strain bubbled to the surface, taking over. Like you're any better. You get jealous every time I mention that I'm hanging out with Levi, just the two of us. I know you do. Is it one rule for you and another for me? Like I'm not allowed to be cagey about hearing a conversation like that with some bitch you—
Amanda's not a bitch.
Stop defending her. Stop talking about her. I don't want to hear how nice she is. I was practically screaming now, and I was so glad that nobody else was home. Do you have any idea how humiliating that was for me? Everyone saw that picture online. Everyone knew, and they assumed that we must have broken up.
I know, Elle, and I'm sorry, but you have to believe me when I tell you, again, that nothing happened. And nothing is happening or is going to happen. I don't know how else I can say it. Amanda doesn't mean anything to me like that. She's just a friend.
A friend you didn't tell me about.
You're the last person who should be getting jealous of a girl I'm friends with,
he snapped at me.
Look at you and Lee.
That's different. You know it is. He scoffed, shaking his head.
And Levi? Do you tell me every time you hang out with him?
I grit my teeth. What did Levi have to do with any of this?
We have lab together, classes together. It's intense. You wouldn't understand.
Maybe it wasn't a fair comment, but it felt like a stab in the stomach. What, like I was too stupid? Like he was so much better now he was in college? Like I wouldn't get it, but Amanda would? Why were you on the phone to her? I asked, quiet now. The yelling had taken it out of me, and so had his last comment. What was that about? Because if it's not what it sounds like, then please, please just tell me. Noah opened his mouth to answer, but words appeared to fail him, and he faltered, looking away. He closed his mouth, defiant, not answering me. I shook my head. I wanted to believe him, but when I closed my eyes, I could see that dumb photo, her arms around him, his around her, her lips on his cheek, leaving an imprint of ruby red lipstick, the drunken grin on his face. "It's intense," he'd said. What did that even mean? Nothing good, judging by the way I felt right now. "Please, Noah, just tell me the truth." All I got was silence. Then he sucked his teeth, took a breath, and kept saying nothing. I watched him, the way his shoulders sagged, the torn expression on his face, the fact that whatever the hell was going on, he couldn't talk to me about it, wouldn't talk to me about it. The longer I waited, the worse it got. My mind raced, picturing them in compromising positions, imagining them laughing together, cozied up in some cute little coffee shop or on the quad or in his dorm, or... My whole body felt weak and my head felt heavy. Noah closed his eyes, refusing to look at me. And suddenly, the rift between us wasn't just a small crack we could patch up with a surprise visit home or more video calls. It was a chasm so deep and so wide, I didn't even know who I was looking at right now. This new, mature Noah, who refused to talk to me and kept secrets from me, was a stranger, and everything I'd been worried about since he left for college. I heard the next words come out of my mouth as if somebody else were talking. My voice was dead, flat. "I don't think that this is working out." I counted 4 heartbeats of silence. Noah was holding his breath. I knew because I was too, and it was so silent between us that I should have been able to hear him breathing. All the tension, the anger, even the pleading had drained from his face, leaving his complexion ashen. I couldn't look him in the eye, so I focused on the frayed hems of his jeans and where a loose thread brushed his bare foot instead.
"What?"
He sounded like he was being strangled. I winced. "I can't do this any longer."
"Do what?"
"This. Us. I can't do it. I hate being away from you all the time. And I hate knowing that you're at college with all these other girls, smarter, prettier girls, who are probably throwing themselves at you, and I just..."
"You don't trust me,"
he filled in, every syllable carefully controlled. "I want to trust you," I tried to explain, my voice breaking. "But if you can't tell me the truth about whatever's going on, what kind of relationship is this? It's... I can't deal with it anymore. And neither of us should be tied down to something that's just dead weight."
"So what are you saying?"
I drew in a breath to try and steady myself and dragged my eyes up to meet his, trying to ignore the fact that they were glistening and that his face was utterly disconsolate, another SAT word of Lee's. Lee, shit. How was Lee going to take this when he found out? How would I even tell him? Would Noah tell him first? Would Lee have to take sides? Would I make him do that after everything I put him through by lying to him when I first got together with Noah?
"L.
I couldn't keep doing this. It hurt too much. I'm saying that this isn't working out, and we should break up." This time, I counted 3 heartbeats of silence.
"Don't do this, Elle," he whispered.
"Tell me what's going on."
I just can't right now, okay? It's complicated."
I shook my head. It wasn't the right answer. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't enough to keep the tears out of my eyes.
"We can fix this. Elle, please."
"No, Noah. I don't think we can. Otherwise, you'd talk to me about something like this. He strode around the bed toward me and I moved back. If he held me right now, I'd want to forget about it. I'd want to forgive him, and I knew that was the wrong thing. I fixed my eyes back on his feet, watching the way he shifted his weight from one foot to the other, before pressing down his toes firmly as he stood up straighter. What other choice did I have? This was getting to be too painful, and better I got out now before he realized there were girls at college much more worth his time than me, right? He was clearly moving on with his life, and I was just one more string tying him down to his old life he didn't need or want anymore. And from the sound of things, he already had something going on with that girl. And whatever was going on, he obviously didn't trust me enough to tell me.
"I'm sorry," he murmured.
And something inside me shattered. My breath caught in my throat, and if I thought this was painful before, it was nothing compared to the sharp ache that spread through me now, the needles pressing into my skin and making me feel numb on the outside. And now, when I was prepared to fight more tears down before getting out of here, none came. I simply stood there, my jaw a little slack and my limbs too numb and leaden to run away. Neither of us moved for a moment, until I couldn't bear to look at him any longer. "I should get going," I mumbled, picking up my sweater and purse from the bed, throwing in the book I'd been reading earlier that I'd left on the nightstand, and my cell phone. I ducked my head as low as I could, my hair acting as a curtain to block out Noah. He made no move to follow me out, even just to walk me to the door. I hesitated in his doorway, though. Should I say something? Even just a goodbye? A see you round? My mouth hung open for a few seconds, and I stole a glance over my shoulder. Noah had turned his back to me now, and I could see the muscles pulled taut in his back and arms, wrought with tension. His hands balled into fists for a second before hanging limp at his sides. So I left, without saying anything. It was only when I got in my car that the finality of what I'd just done hit me. We'd broken up. I'd broken up with him. Everything outside blurred. I automatically put the wipers on, only to realize that I was crying and it wasn't rain. I didn't want to risk Noah seeing me sitting in my car bawling my eyes out, so I threw the car into gear and tore down the drive with jerky movements as I fumbled with the clutch. I was trembling all over, so I punched the heat on, but it didn't do any good. I was crying too much and too hard to concentrate on driving, even just the short distance home, so I turned down the nearest side street and stalled to a stop, killing the engine. I collapsed forward onto the steering wheel and let loose the tears. Chapter 13. I called Lee. I knew he was at Rachel's and I knew this was their big romantic evening in, and he told me about how excited he was about it, so I hesitated when my best friend's number was up on my cell phone screen. I could barely see it from crying so hard. It would be so selfish to interrupt their night together, I knew that. I clicked dial. It went to voicemail, and by that point, I was a mess. I'd used up the entire mini packet of Kleenex I'd kept in my car for emergencies, and the one in my purse, and I was snotty and tearful and so distraught it was hard to breathe properly. I kept taking these huge, gasping breaths like I was drowning. What the hell had I just done? I could have called Levi. He and I were good friends now, and I knew he'd be there for me. He'd understand, too. He'd had a rough breakup with his previous girlfriend, Julie. I should call Levi, I told myself, and leave Lee be. But much as I liked Levi, it was Lee I needed right now, my best friend. Before I could tell myself to leave my best friend to have his night in with his girlfriend, I was already calling him again. This time he picked up on the first ring.
I'm kind of in the middle of something here, Shelley. What's up?
Lee's voice was hushed and testy, but somehow I couldn't bring myself to feel bad for disturbing him. I sniffled, and before I could decide how to start this, he realized I was crying.
What's wrong? He asked, his voice gentle now. Elle, talk to me.
I broke up with Noah.
What?
I broke up with him.
I sniffed, wiping the back of my hand across my cheek.
I'm sorry to spoil your evening because I know how important this is to you guys, but I needed to talk to you, that's all. Just spare me 10 minutes, and then you can get back to wining and dining Rachel, please.
I'll do more than give you 10 minutes, he said. You guys really broke up?
Oh, God, Lee. I don't know what I've done.
Where are you?
In my car. I'm sorry, Lee. I know I shouldn't have called, but I didn't know what else to do.
Don't apologize.
Lee's voice was soft, calming.
Where are you exactly?
I looked around, blinking away some tears enough to read out the street name on the nearby sign.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Shit. I didn't expect him to leave, Rachel. I mean, I should have guessed he would, but all I needed was to talk to him, for him to comfort me. I didn't intend for him to bail on Rachel, especially tonight. No, it's... Honestly, please, don't. My protests were futile. From the sound of it, he'd taken the cell phone away from his ear, but I could hear him talking, even if his voice was a bit distant. There was rustling, like fabric.
I'm sorry, Rach. I have to go.
What? What's happened? Rachel's voice was faint, but I could still make out every word she said. And from the tone of her voice, she didn't sound remotely happy that their evening together was disrupted.
Elle needs me. I'm sorry. I'll be back soon, I promise. I can't just leave her. I swear I won't be too long. Maybe an hour or two. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? You're leaving?
Well, yeah. I have to go. She's my best friend.
Lee, we've been waiting for tonight for weeks, and we just... And now you're just going to walk out on me?
I'm not walking out on you.
I heard the strain in his voice as he tried to keep it calm and cool and collected. It made me wince.
I told you, I'll be back soon. I know this isn't exactly ideal. She's in her car, upset, and she needs me. She's crying, Rach. I'm not leaving her like that.
No, but you're leaving me? I'd never heard Rachel so snappy and blunt before. It made my stomach twist with guilt. Lee didn't try to deny it.
She's my best friend, Rachel.
And I'm your girlfriend.
You know exactly what kind of relationship I had with Elle when we got together. She's a huge part of my life, always has been. You knew all of that. And I've been neglecting her for months since I got together with you.
Are you seriously blaming me for the two of you drifting apart? Her voice was getting borderline angry now. I cringed, hating myself. I shouldn't have called him.
No, did I say that? No, I just meant I've been putting you first for a long time, but right now I need to put Elle first. I'm sorry if you can't respect that, but...
Respect that? Lee, we just had sex and now you're running off to be with another girl. I know you guys are close, but this is just... Whatever you say, she's always gonna come first, and I don't know if I can... Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. I definitely should not have called. Way to go, Elle, wrecking two relationships in one night.
Lee sighed tersely. Rach, can we please not do this right now? Okay? I'm not going to leave her when she's this upset. I love you, but this is my best friend we're talking about. I'm sorry.
I was sure that Lee had forgotten I was still on the line. Or maybe he thought he'd hung up on me because, from the rustling noises, it sounded like he'd put the cell phone in his pocket. But I did hear, very clearly, Rachel crying.
Lee Flynn, don't you dare!
And then the slamming of a car door. At that point, I punched the button to hang up, dropping my cell phone into my lap. There was a thunderclap overhead, and it started to rain hard and heavy. Talk about pathetic fallacy, I thought dryly, choking out a laugh. And I began to bawl even harder. There was a rap on my window, and I jumped. For a moment, I thought it was Noah, and he'd come to try and talk things through because he wasn't going to let me go so easily after all. But as my eyes focused on the figure outside the window, I realized that it was Lee, not Noah, outside my car. I couldn't help it when my heart sank a little. Any notion of a romantic declaration, Noah telling me what was going on, us fixing things, gone. Lee had his arms hugged around himself and he was bouncing on the balls of his feet, collar turned up against the rain. Not that it helped. He was already drenched. I swept the used, snotty Kleenex off the passenger seat onto the floor and climbed over, letting Lee take the driver's seat. The first thing he did was lean in and hug me tight for a long time, letting me cry into his fancy black shirt and wrap my arms around his waist underneath his coat. He didn't ask how I was or what had happened. He just hugged me and stroked my hair. He was wet all over and it seeped into my own clothes, making them damp, but I didn't care. This was exactly what the breakup doctor ordered. Maybe 5 or 10 or 20 minutes later, I'd calmed down enough to talk.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have called you. I should have just gone home or called Dixon or Levi or something. I didn't mean to make you and Rachel fight.
Lee winced.
You heard that, huh?
You forgot to hang up. I thought you were coming back on the line to talk.
How much did you hear?
I shifted my weight, pulling out of the hug to lean back in my seat and grimaced. Lee just nodded with a grim sort of look on his face. I opened my mouth to apologize again. One breakup was more than enough for one night, and Lee didn't need to deal with my relationship troubles as well as his own. I'd been totally selfish to call him, but he clamped a hand over my mouth before I could utter so much as a syllable.
Don't. I'm not going to leave you sobbing in your car after a breakup and just console you for a couple of minutes over the phone.
You did just have sex with Rachel and then run out on her.
He winced, running a hand through his hair.
Yeah, but she'll understand. You needed me. If I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here, Shelley. Listen, how about this? I'll drive, go get us some ice cream, and we'll go back to your place. Watch some movies. Mean Girls or something. Huh? How about that?
I could only nod and sniffle. Lee dug around in his pockets before starting the engine to hand me a crumpled, and he swore unused, tissue. I stayed in the car when he got to the store, and when he came back, he thrust a plastic bag with two large tubs of Ben and Jerry's, marshmallows, some nail polish, a couple of sheet masks, and a large box of extra soft Kleenex.
What's all this for?
He just smiled brightly at me.
Shelley, over the years, you've made me watch enough chick flicks to know exactly what to do when someone goes through a bad breakup.
I think you're confusing a breakup with a slumber party.
He just laughed. The house was empty.
Hello?
Lee called as I poked my head around the living room door and then into the kitchen.
Nobody's home, I said, stating the obvious.
Huh, where'd they go?
I shrugged. I guess they're out somewhere.
It wasn't that late yet. Maybe they'd gone to see a movie, or they were at the mall, or Brad was over at a friend's and my dad had gone to pick him up. Lee brushed past me into the kitchen and dug a bag of popcorn out of the back of a cupboard, pouring it into a huge bowl and setting it in the microwave. I stood there, clutching my bag of slumber party slash breakup goodies, and watched Lee set out a tray with some empty bowls ready for ice cream with two spoons, make two mugs of coffee, pour two glasses of water, and then retrieve the popcorn, hot and delicious and ready to be eaten. He picked up the tray, the spoons rattling against the mugs as they were displaced. "Come on, upstairs." I led the way, pushing open my bedroom door and holding it open for Lee. He set the tray on my desk and took the bag from me. I stood there again, watching as he spooned out huge helpings of ice cream, set up Netflix with the first Bridget Jones movie, and opened the marshmallows. He picked up my comforter from the bed, spreading it out on the floor, and then went out into the hallway, returning with piles of knitted afghans and fleece blankets from the linen closet, piling them at the foot of the comforter, ready to be snuggled up in. He threw my pillows and many decorative cushions down there, too, for us to lean against. Then, finally, he sat down and patted the space next to him. I had to have the best friend in the entire world. Who else would drop everything to do this for me? Noah wouldn't. Noah didn't care. Noah had her to go back to. I wondered if he'd cried over the end of our relationship. Some part of me that was still angry with him doubted it. Noah wasn't the kind of guy who cried much. He hit inanimate objects instead. Had he cared enough to do that? Or was he grateful because now he was free to be with her and didn't have to explain to me that there was someone else he'd rather be with instead? I looked back at Lee. He still wasn't pushing me with questions about what had happened and why his older brother and I had broken up. He wasn't acting like it was weird between us now, or even pretending it wasn't. He was here in his capacity as my best friend, and right now, he was smiling at me and putting his arm around me. It was all the comfort I needed.
"Come on, let the breakup therapy begin."
Chapter 14. At some point, when I was stuffed full of ice cream, marshmallows, coffee, and popcorn, I'd cried so much that my eyes were practically swollen shut, they were so puffy. I snuggled into Lee's side like he was my favorite oversized teddy bear, and I was 6 years old. We hadn't shared a bed since we were 13, after I'd gotten my first period. It seemed like suddenly it was only the kind of thing little kids did, and we weren't little kids anymore. But Lee didn't object when I fell asleep against him on the floor under our mountain of blankets. We'd heard my dad and brother arrive home not long after Lee and I had gotten back, and I sent Lee out to talk to them. I'd heard his voice floating through my open door from downstairs as he talked to my dad.
"Elle's just having a rough day, so we're watching movies and pigging out on ice cream," he said, not explaining any further to my dad.
But then, it had taken me the entire first Bridget Jones movie to feel like I could tell Lee everything that had happened without breaking down. And when my dad and brother got back, we were only 30 minutes in.
"Sounds more like a slumber party,"
Dad had laughed, but no more had been said, and Lee came back upstairs to me, shutting the door. Now, though, I stirred from sleep when my bedroom door was pushed open and my brother said, "Hey, Elle, do you—"
Oh my God.
The door was slammed shut so hard it made the photo frames on my desk rattle, and combined with the noise Brad made barreling downstairs, woke both of us up.
"Dad," he was yelling, "there's a boy in Elle's room. She's totally gotta be grounded."
Lee groaned, untangled himself from me, and stretched his neck, cracking.
"Ugh, I ache everywhere. I knew I should have stolen some of the blankets and slept on your bed instead of the floor."
"Sorry," I yawned, rubbing my eyes. I heard footsteps up the stairs, my dad from the sound of it, that came to an abrupt stop outside my door. A pause, then a tentative knock.
"You can come in," I called, trying to work the stiffness out of my body. "It's just Lee."
The door opened, my dad not doing a great job of hiding his confusion.
"Oh, I thought you'd gone home last night, Lee."
There was an edge to my dad's voice, and the way he looked between us was obviously suspicious, if only a little.
"I thought Brad meant you had Noah up here," he added.
"Well, that would be something," Lee said, keeping his tone cheerful and blasé.
He hopped to his feet.
"Considering they broke up yesterday. Sorry, did I not mention that when I talked to you? I didn't mean to fall asleep in here, but Elle seemed like she needed a friend."
"You guys broke up?"
I watched emotions play over my dad's face. Shock first, then confusion, finally settling on pity.
"What happened?"
he asked.
"I really don't want to talk about it," I groaned, burying my head in my hands for a moment.
"At least give me some details. I'm your dad. I need to know these things. Why did he break up with you? Was it the distance? Was it too much for you, did he say? Did he meet someone else, or..."
"I broke up with him, Dad."
I was a little offended that he thought Noah must have broken up with me, but I didn't feel like this was the time to point it out. It just wasn't working.
"Oh, well."
My dad cleared his throat.
"You holding up okay, bud?"
I shrugged.
"Do you want pancakes for breakfast?"
I managed a small smile at that. Lee stayed for breakfast, and as we sat waiting for the pancakes to cook, he turned his cell back on to check it. I vaguely remembered it ringing last night, and him looking at the screen before sighing and shutting it off. Now, as it came to life, I saw him wince. Guilt coiled in my own stomach, remembering how hurt and angry Rachel had sounded when he'd left her last night. I'd started to talk to him about it, but he shut me down quickly, so I hadn't pushed it. I knew how torn he must have been between us. It was horrible, but honestly, I was glad he'd picked me last night when I'd needed him.
"What's the damage?" 3, no, 4 missed calls from her and a couple of texts.
"What's she said?" He clicked at the screen.
"Please call me back when you have 5 minutes. Hope Elle's okay." And
I watched his face fall.
"I think we need to talk. Please call me tomorrow."
Ouch.
She didn't even put any kisses or anything. Or say goodnight. We always say goodnight.
"I'm sorry."
"It's not your fault."
It was, because I didn't have to call him. I could have just as easily called Dixon or Cam or Levi, and we both knew that. But Lee smiled at me, not blaming me in the slightest. He understood, and I was so damn grateful. "What are you gonna do?" I asked. "Do you want me to talk to her for you?"
"No offense, Elle, but I really don't think that's going to help right now. I guess I'll buy her some flowers, go over there, beg forgiveness. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?"
"You can't get all your life advice from the chick flicks and rom-coms I make you watch."
"They've served me well enough so far."
I laughed, for the first time since before the breakup. I shivered thinking about it, before pulling the shutters down in my mind over yesterday afternoon. I didn't want to think about the breakup, or Noah, or how much more I'd miss him, or that phone call. My hands clenched into fists. "Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about him talking to her and hiding things from you. Stop thinking about that photo and how close they looked. Stop picturing them kissing." I clenched my jaw, squeezing my eyes tight shut like that might block the mental image. It didn't go away, though. Noah and Amanda. Amanda and Noah. Kissing. Nothing else could explain that phone call. He was hiding something from me. Something Amanda knew enough about that she'd called him while he was with me to see if he'd told me.
There had to be something more going on. Maybe they had kissed, maybe at that party. I didn't want to even think about the possibility that it was more concrete than just a hookup, and that there was something serious between them. It hurt too much. I opened my eyes to see Lee looking at me.
You okay?
I shook my head.
You want to talk about it?
Part of me did, but right now I couldn't bear to. I'd told Lee everything I could last night, including every word that I could remember of the phone call I'd overheard, and he hadn't said much of anything in response. I knew Lee well enough to know that he didn't want to say anything about it because he shared the same suspicions I did. Maybe he knew a little more about it than he was letting on, but didn't want to hurt me. If I talked about it now, I had a feeling he'd tell me something I didn't want to hear. Then my dad said,
"All right, pancakes are ready,"
and I was saved. Lee went home to change after breakfast before going to see Rachel.
I probably shouldn't show up in last night's clothes, right?
And I was surprised when he called me only a few minutes after leaving my house.
He's gone.
What do you mean?
I mean he's not here. There's a note on the kitchen counter. Says he has stuff to do back at college, so he got an earlier flight back. Shall I break the news to my parents?
I bit my lip. Had Noah told them already himself? Had he gone back early because he didn't want to risk bumping into me again? Or was he going back to share the good news with her that now he was a free, single, available guy? So I said, "Yeah, sure. Someone has to, I guess."
"Do you want me to tell the guys as well?"
I thought about it. I found I wanted to talk to Levi about it all. I didn't want him to hear from some group text from Lee or through someone else. No, it's okay. I'll get around to it.
Have you told your dad everything?
No. He already didn't like Noah enough because he was dating me, I said. As if my dad had needed any reason to dislike my boyfriend other than the fact that the guy was dating his only daughter. It didn't matter that he'd known Noah for almost 18 years. As long as we were dating, he had his reservations about him. He doesn't need any more reason to. It'll just make Thanksgiving more awkward than it already will be. Let me know how things go with Rachel, yeah? Tell her I'm sorry. Since yesterday, I'd thought about the repercussions, how awkward everything would be now if I went to Lee's house and Noah was there, and so on. The biggest deal, though, was Thanksgiving. Lee had even been helpful enough to point out last night, "Thanksgiving is gonna be so weird now this year." Every year we spent Thanksgiving with the Flynns. My parents didn't have many siblings, so I only had a small handful of cousins all on the other side of the country, and we only saw each other at the summer family reunion one of my great aunts held every couple of years. Lee was more like family than any of them were, so it only made sense to have Thanksgiving with the Flynns. And now, what with the breakup, I was so not looking forward to sitting around the table with my ex after such an intense breakup. I put it out of my mind, deciding to try and focus on my college application essay for the day instead. I needed to work on it, and I needed some way to channel all this energy without screaming. So once Lee hung up, I sat down at my computer and pulled up the Word document, rereading the 348 words I'd managed to write earlier in the week. I needed to focus on something that wasn't my breakup, or Noah, or the state of Lee's relationship, which I was most definitely responsible for. This was as good as anything. I did do one more thing before I started work, though. I opened my browser, clicked on the Facebook tab, and changed my profile picture from one of me and Noah at the beach this summer to a picture of me and Lee from our birthday party. Then I changed my relationship status to single. Chapter 15.
If I'd thought people had talked about the photo a few weeks ago, it was nothing compared to all the talk now. Lee bumped his shoulder against mine, letting me know he was there, as I ducked my head and made my way over to where the guys were hanging out by Warren's car. Levi gave me an encouraging smile, and the guys looked at each other like they didn't know whether to ask me all about it or leave me be and get the details off Lee later. Levi already knew everything, of course. After working on my college application essay for an hour the day before, I'd had enough and called him. "Let me guess," he said. "You're babysitting and want some company?" I broke up with Noah. He was quiet for a while, then, "How are you holding up? You don't want to know all the gory details?" I asked instead, thinking of the various texts and social messages I'd had from some of the girls at school, eager for the gossip, asking what had happened. They'd seen I'd changed my profile picture. What did it mean? "You can tell me if you want," Levi told me, "but you don't have to." It was an oddly comforting response. "I'm not okay, but I will be, I think." "You will be," he said assertively. "I was a mess for weeks after the breakup with Julie. And look at me now." "Oh, God," I deadpanned. "I'm doomed." Levi laughed, and rather than being offended, said cheerfully, "See, you're already cracking jokes." "I think he's seeing someone else," I told Levi, my voice little more than a whisper. Like saying it louder would make it true. I explained about the phone call, how he was hiding something from me, how we'd argued about Amanda, and how he'd defended her. "Defended her?" he interrupted me to ask. I said she was a bitch and he said she wasn't. It was a big deal. I snapped firm when I realized how petty that came out. Glad when he didn't tell me how stupid that sounded, I carried on until, "Wait, so you broke up with him? Why is everyone so shocked about that?" I sighed, testy. Seriously, was Noah really in a league that far above me that it was such a shocking notion that I'd been the one to instigate the breakup and not the other way around? If people keep saying that to me in school on Monday, I thought, I'm gonna scream. Talking it through with Levi helped, and was so emotionally draining. I decided to spin a slightly different story in school. One that, hopefully, would involve a lot fewer questions and a lot less gossip. "The whole long-distance thing just wasn't working out for us," I said calmly to the guys in the parking lot before we went into homeroom on Monday morning, when Cam cautiously broached the subject and asked what had happened. And word spread pretty quickly. Even so, the rumors were flying around just like the photo incident. "Did you hear? He caught her with Levi." "Yeah, from English class." "I know, right? She's such a slut. Totally deserves it for screwing around on him. Or, you know, screwing someone else." "She found out that he's been boning that blonde chick from the photo. You remember the photo, right? Behind her back. He's such an asshole. How could he do that to her? I bet she's heartbroken." "I told you it wasn't going to work out. These things never do. Not that long distance. Hey, you think I should give her my number, now that she's single again?" "Well, my cousin was on the football team with Noah last year, and he said they've been on the rocks since Noah went to college. I mean, he can do so much better than L. Evans." I grit my teeth as the rumors carried on spreading around me. It made me feel 2 inches tall and vulnerable. It felt like they were tearing my personal life apart at the seams just for kicks, and I hated it. I'd never been gossiped about so maliciously before. The day felt endless, especially when Lee kept a little distance from me, at my own insistence. Rachel was sympathetic about the breakup, but it was clear when she hugged me that she still held it against me that Lee had run out on her on Saturday. I felt shitty enough already without completely destroying their relationship, too. I stuck with Levi as much as I could instead, although that only seemed to make the rumors worse. It was exhausting. Now the glare of the cell phone screen was giving me a headache. I rubbed my eyes again and yawned. It was past 12, and despite it all, I was still awake. When I'd climbed into bed over an hour ago, I'd picked up my cell to check my notifications and, like every night, to check my texts from Noah. We never went more than a couple of hours without talking. We always texted each other goodnight, even if we were in different time zones. We hadn't spoken in 2 days. Now my eyes were filling with tears again, and I pressed the heels of my hands into my eyes and willed myself not to break down again. This was my decision. This was my choice, I reminded myself. I mean, I'd been the one getting hurt. I was the one who couldn't handle him hiding things from me. I was the one who decided we should break up. This was all for the best, ultimately. It had to be. Somewhere around 3 a.m., I fell asleep. "You look like shit," Levi told me on the way out of homeroom a couple of days later. I'd spent the whole time reading the text for English Lit, trying to ignore him and Lee so they wouldn't ask me how I was doing after the breakup and tell me I looked like shit. Rachel was still a little cool toward me, and Lisa had clearly picked her side. It was not mine. I glared at him. "Don't even go there." "Sorry, you look..." He bit his lip, trying to think of a different word, something a little less harsh and a little less true. I knew I looked like shit. I had huge bags under my eyes from another night of not being able to sleep. I had some pretty horrendous zits, probably from all the stressing out and getting upset. My hair wasn't doing anything right today, and even though I'd put it in a ponytail, there were strands frizzing around my face, and I was pretty sure the scowl on my face was semi-permanent. "You can stop trying to not offend me," I told Levi. "I know I look like shit. I just don't need you to remind me." His expression turned wounded. "I'm sorry." I sighed. "Whatever. Look, I'm not in the mood for anything today, okay?" "Is this to do with Noah?" "Sort of." "Only sort of? What's up?" "Will you leave me alone already?" I snapped so loudly that a few heads turned our way. A couple of people started whispering. "Great, I bet that'll set the rumor mill going again. God, why did everything have to be so stressful in high school?" Screw being the best time of our lives. This was hell. I tried to ignore it, but it was hard to block the judgy looks and whispered comments out completely. And it was really getting me down. Couldn't everyone just mind their own goddamn business already? Why did they have to keep talking about mine? I couldn't even walk down the corridor with Levi without people looking at us like they were waiting for us to launch into a crazy makeout session right there in the hallway. It was just making me so mad. And with everyone talking more and more about colleges and asking for second and third and fourth opinions on their application essays, I only seemed to be falling further and further behind. Lee had mentioned Brown a couple more times to me, and I knew I had to work that much harder if I wanted to get in there. But after the events of the weekend, I got the feeling Rachel would never forgive either of us if I rocked up at Brown with the pair of them. And it wasn't like I could talk to Lee about it. He was spending all his time with the football team lately, while Rachel was busy with drama club rehearsals, and they were still patching things up. If I asked him about college again, it'd just be another rift in their relationship. Because of me. I knew how much Rachel meant to Lee. I didn't want to be a burden.